SportsOverload.com in the house. How are you, sir?
I'm doing good. How are you guys doing?
Very fine. Should we call you Ocho Deuce, or what do you want to be called? You need a nickname?
I thought I already was Ron Ron, so, I mean, we can come up with more nicknames if we want. I mean, it's up to you guys.
Are the Bengals trying to be the Oakland Raiders?
Well, I think the Bengals, I'm just not really sure, you know, what they're doing here because this was really, you know, they were a physical running team last year that played good defense. You know, there were 10 quarterbacks in the NFL that passed for 4,000 yards or more last year. Carson Palmer was not one of them.
Mm-hmm.
He was actually 18th in the NFL with just over 3,000 yards. And so, got Chad Ochocinco. They also brought in Antonio Bryant. He got paid pretty good. Then you bring in Owens. Then they drafted Jordan Shipley in the third round. And you know, the forgotten guy here might be Matt Jones. That would be a guy I'd be a little bit worried about maybe getting cut.
That's what I'm afraid of.
Because one of the things with Matt Jones, if you're in the NFL, because you've only got a 52-man roster, if you're the fourth or fifth wide receiver, they're probably going to want you to play special teams. And, you know, I'm not sure if that would be something Matt Jones would really like or be exceptional at. So that could be an area where they decide to go with a younger guy like a Jerome Stinson or Andre Caldwell or Quan Cosby, some of the other veterans they've got coming into training camp, and not keep Matt Jones. So I'd be a little worried if I was him.
Yeah. Any idea what might – I mean, of course, it's all conjecture, but, I mean, if he leaves there, I don't know where else he would go. He had such a hard time catching on with anybody last year.
Right. You know, the place I would look first if I was Matt is I would look at the St. Louis Rams for a couple reasons. One, they probably have the worst receiving unit in the NFL. And second, you know, it's kind of close. You know, I mean, it's probably one of the closest NFL teams to Fayetteville and that kind of thing. So, I mean, maybe in terms of us Hogs fan, goes up there and supports some Rams because they're not selling out their games right now. They're having a little trouble with ownership. Anything that might help put a few extra fans in the seats. I think he might have a chance of making that roster just because their receivers are so bad, and he's going to play for a pretty small amount of contract. Particularly if he gets cut from the Bengals, he'd probably play for pretty close to the veteran minimum at this point. So I think it would be a good match for those two.
They have so much wide receiver talent. My gosh. You know, a guy we haven't talked about is Maurice Purifoy, the kid that played at Nebraska. He's fantastic, too. But they got so many wide receivers. It's going to be hard to get on the field. Even if they keep him, he's going to have a hard time getting playing time.
Right, and in the sixth round, they drafted Dez Briscoe, who had a great career at Kansas. So,
yeah.
You know, they've got like, you know, eight or nine guys right now. And basically there's four guys you know are going to be there. You know they're going to keep Ochocinco, Bryant, and Owens. And then they drafted Jordan Shipley in the third round. So they're not going to cut a third round draft pick.
No, they just signed him. I mean, they just got the deal done. I can't imagine they're going to dump him now.
Right. So you've got basically five guys competing for that, like, fifth wide receiver spot. Maybe they keep a sixth receiver, but it's doubtful.
Yeah, Cosby's he's a guy that plays special teams. He was, as we talked about earlier on the show, he was third in the league in punt return average last year, so he's versatile. So you got to think they're going to keep him around.
Right.
You know, he wasn't very productive as a receiver last year, and that only figures to go down. So he is kind of a specialist guy, more so on special teams than he is as a receiver. But anyway, so
I think of when I hear about Quan Cosby, I think of when they had the draft and him and Bill Cosby sat together at their draft watch party. And Aaron Andrews was trying to interview Bill Cosby, and he was apparently just on another planet, and it was pretty hysterical to watch Aaron Andrews try to interview Bill Cosby, and he just jerk her leg every chance he got and mess with her, and she didn't know how to react on camera. She was trying to interview him and just kind of froze and didn't know what to say.
Hmm.
It was pretty funny TV.
Sounds like every Aaron Andrews interview I've ever seen, actually.
Well, hey, at least she looks pretty doing it.
So she does. I'm more of a Jen Brown fan. Jen Brown's my girl. So, okay, so what's going on? What are you taking a look at fantasy now already? I'm assuming that making Matt Jones your first-round pick in fantasy draft is probably not the best idea, eh?
Yeah, he's probably a guy that you should never have on your team at any point. But actually what I was going to highlight today is I've got my SEC fantasy football preview up. So for those that are interested, I figure that would be more relevant to you guys' audience, talking a little bit about, you know, what's going on in the SEC and if people are, you know, a little more college fantasy football. Ryan Mallett does make my list at the top as the number one fantasy player in the SEC. Mark Ingram's number two as the top running back. So, you know, it's a really long article. It ranks every position, quarterback, running back, receivers, defense. And it's quite a bit of information there. So that's the preview I got going right now. I'll even have a few sleepers on there. For example, a guy that, you know, nobody really talks about is Matt Sims out of Tennessee because their offensive coordinator, Jim Chaney, returns. And, you know, this is actually an interesting question. Who passed for more yards per game last year, Jonathan Crompton or Tim Tebow?
I'm assuming it's going to be Crompton probably.
Right, you would assume Tebow.
Because I would never have guessed that.
Right, but Crompton actually passed for more yards per game than Tebow, and they retain their offensive coordinator even though they've got a new head coach in Derek Dooley. So the offense is going to stay pretty close to the same. And Sims is a guy, this is kind of you have to train your mind to think for fantasy. you know, that they're going to be using a similar passing offense. And if he can do that with Jonathan Crompton, who Tennessee fans thought of as just awful, so I look for them to quietly put up some good passing numbers.
Who's your number one pick next year in this year, I guess, in your fantasy draft?
In overall?
Yeah.
College? It'd have to be Case Keenum. Because not only do they, you know, did Keenum throw for 5,000 yards and he's coming back, but he's got all his weapons back in terms of Patrick Edwards, Bryce Beal, all his top targets are back. So it's looking good if you're he's probably one of the safest picks. And in one of the expert leagues I was in last year, I was fortunate enough to get the first pick. And, yeah, I was just like, this is a no-brainer. You take Case Keenum and you just ride him all the way through the season.
Who's your NFL number one fantasy pick?
You know, it's a 1A, 1B with Chris Johnson and Adrian Peterson.
So you go quarterbacks in college and running backs in pro.
Right, because in college, you got these systems where they throw for 300-400 yards a week and mm-hmm. 5-6 touchdowns every week. Whereas in the NFL, you know, you've only got 10 teams in the league, and there's, like I said, 10 quarterbacks that threw for 4,000 yards. So everybody in your league can have one good quarterback, pretty much. So it doesn't have as much value. You can just take a later one and still have a pretty good quarterback. Whereas in college, you know, there's 8 to 10 quarterbacks. There's quarterbacks like that that, there's a Case Keenum, those are 5,000 yards, whereas then other quarterbacks are more of a option offense or something else. So they're just not getting the same kind of – they're just not putting up the same kind of production, so there's more value to be had at quarterback in college.
Yeah. Do you think Tebow's going to play much?
Nope. I think he might come in as a situational guy. I mean, I don't know what they're doing, because they also brought in Brady Quinn in Denver, so it's – kind of a crazy thing.
Somebody's got to hold a clipboard, bro.
Somebody does. I think Tebow, maybe if this season doesn't go well for the Broncos, they might start trying to implement him more as the season goes on. But I would be really surprised if he named the opening day starter. And just from a step, I just would be shocked if he's ready to be a starter that early in his career, because he was a guy that has to make such a huge transition from the offense he ran in college to the NFL and worked and redoing all this mechanics from scratch and all those kinds of things. So I just would be really surprised if he's ready opening day to be the starter.
Well, he's getting a lot of praise from his teammates. This is a quote from Darrell Reed, a linebacker of the Broncos. He says, I've actually sat down with Tebow, and I told him, I know they say you're not as talented, your arm's not as tremendous as his, but your work ethic reminds me so much of when I was with Peyton Manning in Indianapolis. I told him, I think you're going to do big things for us. I can't wait to see you on the field. I also want to pass along
congratulations.
Tim Tebow signed a big deal on Tuesday with Jockey to be their underwear spokesman. He figures to sign with his team for about a 5-year deal, roughly $12 million, about $8 million guaranteed is the story I'm seeing here. So anyway, he's already getting paid to wear underwear, so yay for him.
Right. Well, I mean, this is the same time, though, with that quote. That was something we kind of expected going into. Everybody was going to love his work ethic and competitive nature. You know, we saw that from him in college. So at the same time, though, at some point he's still got to actually play football, which is my, you know, concern I would still have.
But I still think there's probably some winning over that has to be done. When you got a guy that's that high profile, there are going to be people that are going to be irritated.
Right.
So, I mean, you know, and then you got guys like Dez Bryant who clearly don't care about people liking them on their own team. The latest story there is, the update on that is, he's saying that he didn't know it was a tradition that rookies carried the veterans' pads. Is that possible? Can Dez Bryant be that dumb? And if so, I'm worried for the Cowboys.
Well, at this point, I don't think anything could surprise me. You know, Dez Bryant, I think Roy Williams, but I think also with those two, more so than any normal veteran rookie kind of hazing kind of thing, I think that's also kind of awkward for both, because Dez Bryant's kind of coming in and bumping Roy Williams back further down the depth chart. Roy Williams has been such a huge disappointment for the Cowboys. I think there's also probably some extra tension there in addition mm-hmm. to just veteran rookie hazing.
Well, I want to give him credit, too. He worked three negatives into one sentence. I didn't know nothing about no tradition. I mean, did he go to the Denny Joe Crawford School of English? The only thing about me, when I try to do something right, y'all try to turn it negative, and I don't feel like that's right. I'm trying my best to do the right thing, but it seems like I can't do the right thing because every little thing that I do, y'all watching it and try to make a big deal out of it. I didn't know nothing about no tradition. That's fantastic.
I like the Dez Bryant impersonation.
He needs to get a publicist. Get somebody writing his statements for him. He says, yes, I said that.
Got a text. Crawford said, quit stealing my material. Ron, I appreciate you, my man. We'll talk to you again soon. What are we going to be looking at next week? Boy, we got, you know what? We're getting into camp time here.
So. I was going to say, we're getting close. You know, everything's getting closer and closer. Football season's right around the corner, so I guess we're about to get into the heart of the good stuff to talk about.
Are all the NFL camps opening tomorrow?
They're all getting started. That's why you've seen, like, the rush of trying to get all these rookies signed and in so they can not miss too much camp.
I love it. All right, man. Hey, appreciate it. We'll talk to you soon.